topping this out with though, some interesting new research around the whole question of criminal records and what it means for those who are attempting to get their lives on track, get back into the workforce. So there's a balance there that we try to strike, right? Those who have served their time, paid their debt to society, you know, we recognize the need for them to re-enter society. But we also still recognize what it was they did and a belief that there be some record of that or some reasonable expectation that those around those individuals, those that employ those individuals, could have some knowledge of that. So hence criminal records. So those stick with somebody after they have served their sentence, paid their debt. And it can be an obstacle to obtaining employment. So what's society's vested interest here? Because we do want people to get their lives turned around. And we recognize people have made mistakes. And I think we should be open to second chances. So how do we balance that in recognizing what individuals have done, but also recognizing the value of stable work and allowing people to be productive members of society? So there's a new research paper from the think tank Cardis. It's called Humanizing Criminal Records Toward a View of the Whole Human Person. And how we can prevent a criminal record from becoming an automatic ticket to unemployment. So joining us to talk more about these important issues, very pleased to welcome to the program here this afternoon, Renza Nauta, who is leading the Cardis research on work and economic issues and the author of this study. Renza, good to have you with us here today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rob, and thanks very much for having me.
So from your perspective, why was this an important issue to focus on?
Yeah, I think in part it's because I don't think there's enough attention given to the issue or given to the role of employment in helping people get out of a life of crime. Mm-hmm. And we know that holding down a job can help someone leave a life of crime behind completely, but too often having a criminal record can make it almost impossible for people to find a job in the first place. And part of that is that a lot of employers just kind of, some of them anyway, automatically treat having a criminal record as a veto on someone's job application. And I think part of the reason for that is that the criminal record as it's currently structured is just a list of some of the worst decisions that someone has ever made in their life. It's a list of arrests, convictions, sentences. But that, I don't think, captures the totality of a person, nor does it even capture the totality of a person's relationship with the criminal justice system, because when someone is caught up in the justice system, there's another side of it. While they're in prison, they might be doing some work release programs or some work training programs. They might receive some care for treatments, or they also have a record on their behavior while in prison. And I think that that story tells a different side of a person's relationship with the justice system. And my proposal is that maybe employers should be able to see some of that if the person is willing to share it. And I think that would help employers see the whole person behind the criminal record and maybe cast them in a bit of a different light, a better light.
Yeah, it's an interesting point because, I mean, I think there's a need for transparency here. Like, I think, you know, as an employer, I mean, if I were hiring someone and they had a criminal conviction and that was, like, hidden, I would feel as though maybe I was being denied some relevant information. But how do we balance the need to know versus, as you say, the rest of the story, as it were?
Yeah, I think you're right that employers have in a lot of cases a legitimate right to know about what someone's criminal history has been, and that's partly because employers have a responsibility to make sure that the workplace remains safe, and that customers or employees are safe as well. So I think they have a legitimate reason to know, but it's like you said. I liked how you set up the piece, because it's about balance. It's about not seeing someone just for those lists of arrests arrests and convictions. It's about trying to see the whole person, and so it is about transparency. And there's actually some research from the United States that shows that when you reduce the amount of information that an employer can see, it can actually have some unintended consequences. And it's because employers start making assumptions about people, and assumptions based on other characteristics that they might have, that this person is more likely to have a criminal record. And that's not a situation we want either. So what our proposal is actually to increase the amount of information that an employer can see, and actually show that positive side as well of what someone might have been working on while they were in prison, how they've tried to rehabilitate themselves.
Right. So what might that include? What kind of information might that sort of thing include?
Yeah, good question. I think a lot of information is already captured through the prison system. It's just not available to employers. But I'm thinking of things like how have they completed work training? Have they completed work placement programs? Have they received addiction treatment, or have they received some spiritual care? What was their cooperation with parole officers like, and did they demonstrate good behavior with prison guards or with fellow inmates while in prison or serving their sentence? Those would be some examples of the kinds of things. There could be others, but I think that if you just included those, that would give a much different perspective on who the person is.
Back to something you said earlier, but you know, the value of employment and what we know about how important that can be when it comes to rehabilitation. I mean, you know, we hear people lament all the time that we've got like a revolving door prison system, or, you know, the same people are being convicted over and over again. And it's frustrating to know that someone has been to prison and they end up, you know, right back into a life of crime. So what does the evidence tell us about how valuable employment can be in getting people on the right track?
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence on that. I think that the best way to think of it is that employment isn't the only step, but it's a really important step in helping people kind of reestablish their lives. I mean, it's very difficult to do that without a job. There are other things like housing and family supports and that kind of thing, but having a job is a very important part. And I think the reason for that is that work is about more than just money or having a paycheck. Work also helps people with their mental health. It helps people with their physical health. There's a lot of evidence to show that. Having a job is actually highly correlated with having healthy family relations. But I think key to all of that is that having a job does provide people a sense of meaning, you know, and it's we spend 8 hours of our day, you know, at work, and it's a huge part of our life, and if that's gone, then there's a contribution to society that isn't there, and so getting that job is a really important step, and there's tons of statistical evidence to show that, and it does come down to that. I think it's about work having meaning well beyond having a paycheck.
Well, much more on this at cardus.ca, C-A-R-D-U-S. Renzo, thanks so much for joining us here this afternoon. Really appreciate this.
Thanks very much, Rob.
All the best. Renzo Nauta with the think tank Cardus leads their work on research on work and economic issues. So calling for a different kind of approach, like a third way almost, because he alluded to this. There are some policies in the U.S. that are known as ban the box policies. Because sometimes there's a box you have to check on an application form. Do you have a criminal record? So the idea was, okay, let's remove that. And then you can't ask people that. Well, as they point out in this research, that has some unintended consequences. In areas where they have these policies, you tend to see lower employment rates for Black and Hispanic people. Whether they have criminal records or not, researchers hypothesize that when employers lack this information, some default to assumptions about racial communities. And you see that manifested in those kinds of responses. So it's unfair, but it is an unintended consequence. And look, maybe employers should still have a right to ask that. You know, if you've been involved in, you know, being convicted of crimes that involve stealing, you know, maybe an employer would want to know that, or acts of violence or sexual violence. Again, you know, when it's relevant to workplace safety, that's information employers should have. But, you know, maybe it doesn't tell the whole story about who you are, what you're trying to do, or other things you've done to try to turn your life around. So they're saying, look, don't try to hide the criminal conviction, but try to balance it out with the positives and just recognize how important it is. You know, when someone's come out of prison, they paid their debt to society, to have a path forward to a better life, to be productive members of society. I think we all have a vested interest in that. What would we rather have? You'd rather have someone come out of prison, can't find a job, and just goes back to the same stupid crap that got them locked up in the first place? Or that they, you know, contribute in a meaningful and positive way to society?
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.